used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And joining me, as always, my old personal loan shark, singer, songwriter, and currently truck driver driving across the country, the man who needs no introduction. How have you been, buddy? I haven't spoken to you in about 2 weeks.
I'm good, Benny. I'm eating. Sorry. Got me at a weird time. How have I been, Agent? It's been a rough couple of weeks, but it's been a rough week, but it's getting better, buddy. How you been?
Everything's been great. Comedy's been going good. I have no complaints whatsoever. I'm excited to do this podcast with you. You're on the road. You're feeling.
I love the last bit you sent me, man.
I feel good about the comedy. Comedy's coming along for sure.
If
any of you listeners out there want to hear any of my crap, DM me at Benny Legg Wins. And I'll send you some crap. And you could laugh a little bit, maybe. Who knows?
And if any of the listeners want crap for me, I will literally send you some of my crap. Because I'm a truck driver. I poop in weird places. Mm.
Where are you headed today?
I'm going to Liverpool, New York. Yes, sir. Liverpool.
You think
it'd be in England? It's not.
I was going to say, England, wow, that's a hell of a drive.
I'd love to drive that.
I'm glad you said New York.
Yeah, I know, right? That makes sense.
Right.
When I say that, that makes sense.
What are you eating?
Oh, I'm eating a slice of super...
Hold on, it's pizza.
Run.
You're eating pizza. I can tell by the way you're chewing. You're eating pizza. I love pizza, man. I knew it.
That'd be one of my last favorite meals, but this one is so good. It's from a joint down in Maryland. Believe it or not, Maryland has good pizza, but this has everything on it. I mean, I got so much food on me right now. I'm like a buffet. Like a walking buffet.
And you're driving?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Where else am I going to eat?
This sounds dangerous.
Dangerous, it's not my middle name, but.
You know what? It's funny, pizza. You're eating pizza. That reminds me of a story, actually. The first time I ever gambled, it reminds me of the first time I ever gambled. Did I ever tell you that story? Yeah, did I ever tell you about it?
No.
All right. So I'm 5 years old, and my dad takes me to the racetrack. It's my very first time. And he hands me the program. And he says, pick a horse, son. Who's going to win? You know? And I look at the program. I'm only five, so I'm kind of going off the names. And, you know, I look back at him, and I go, Nicky's Pizza. Right? That was the name of the horse, Nicky's Pizza. And
that was your first bet, huh?
That was the first horse I picked, right? And right after I said it, there's an old guy down by the rail, down by the fence of the track. And he turns around and he goes, son, Nicky's Pizza is never going to win this race. And, you know, I'm 5 years old at the time, so I just look at him and I'm like, who the fuck are you? Because, you know, it's the racetrack lingo. You got to be tough when you're at a racetrack. Racetrack's no joke, especially back in the days. We're talking, I mean, this was 1990, you know?
Right.
But he goes, listen, I'm telling you, if Nicky's Pizza wins the next race, I'll buy you an ice cream. And I just looked right back at him and I'm like, an ice cream? What am I, fucking three? Let's bet some money.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking ice cream.
Right.
You kidding me? I was sad. Telling you, racetrack, you got to be tough. My dad always taught me you got to be tough at the track. You know?
Sure.
So he goes, all right, fine. If Nicky's Pizza wins, I'll give you 20 bucks. So I go up to the rail with him, and the race happens, and Nicky's Pizza came in dead fucking last. Yeah. I know, right? Well, I mean, I was 5 years old, you know? Of course, I didn't know. But the guy gave me, I'll never forget his name, Frankie the Finger, they called him. Frankie the Finger.
Sounds like a horse guy.
Right, just fucking degenerate, you know, no tooth, you know, cigarette smoking, disaster. Frankie the Finger. And I always remember he smoked the cigarettes and the finger would dangle. Yeah, it's disgusting. But he gave me the $20 anyway. And I've kept in touch with him throughout, but I haven't spoken to him in quite a while. So it's funny you said I should give him a call.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
would you remember, you think?
I don't know, man. I mean, I borrowed some money off him a couple of times.
Benny, whoever you borrowed money from.
Exactly.
Right?
Anybody I call, they're like, oh, God, what is, you know, how much does he need? They see my name on the ID. How much does he need?
Seriously, your only hope is with old people that still have landlines. No caller ID.
Right. No caller ID. That'd be crazy. If I called him and he had no caller ID, that'd be insane. Like, he wouldn't know. What are you doing?
I'm fine. I fucking just dropped my pizza.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I gotta fucking pull over. I'm still gonna eat it. I don't care what I stepped in.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's a piece of salt.
All right. Well,
okay, can I give you a call back?
No, you know what? I got an idea. Go ahead. Clean up. If I need you, I'll call you, but I got an idea.
No, you need me.
Yeah, we'll see.
All
right. All right,
man. Yeah, I'll give you a call back.
All right. Well, I'll let you know. I got a good idea. I got a really good idea. I think, you know.
Fuck you, Benny.
I'm just saying. I got a good idea.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Man. Be safe.
Shut up.
Sorry about the pizza. All right, so that got me thinking. I'm going to call Frankie the Finger. And I'm going to, because he doesn't know that I quit gambling. So this should be fun. This should be really fun. I hope he answers. Let's give Frankie the Finger the call. This is going to be great. Come on, Frankie. Pick up. I got something to tell you. Frankie. He's probably passed out. Probably.
Hello. Knows.
Frankie.
Hello.
Frankie.
Who is this?
Benny Legg, your buddy Benny Legg. Remember me?
Benny, I don't have any money, Benny.
No,
Frankie. I haven't been having much luck on the track, and so I'm sorry I cannot. I don't have any money for you, Benny.
No, Frankie, it's not about that anymore. I quit gambling, and I quit gambling and I started a podcast.
What?
Yeah, I quit gambling, so I started a podcast. That's the name.
Why'd you quit gambling, and what's a podcast?
Okay, well, you know, back in the day, you introduced me to horse racing. Remember Nicky's Pizza? Remember Nicky's Pizza, Frankie?
Oh, that piece of horse glue, yeah.
Right? Well, you knew it. You knew it.
Oh, that's right, Benny. You yeah, you never could pick a winner.
Oh,
No matter what I told you.
The only thing you really helped me with was money throughout the years, and I really appreciate it. But this isn't about this. I wanted to tell you that
I don't have any money, Benny.
No, this is Frankie. This isn't about money. Pay attention, Frankie. Are you still betting on horses?
Well, yeah. You never stop betting on the ladies. You got to bet on them. Why, you haven't been doing it? All that good information I passed you?
About 4 months ago, I completely quit gambling, and
I started
a podcast, which is kind of like a radio show, Frankie, but nobody really listens to it. I'm going to start sending you. Yeah, I'm going to start sending you. Yeah, it's like AM radio, Frankie.
I thought you were saying God passed. I didn't know. I thought you found God. I thought you said I quit gambling, so I got a God pass. Oh, yeah, my great-grandson has a podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to get his number at some time, and we're going to have to give each other 5-star ratings.
He doesn't have any money either, Betty.
No, it's not about money. I called you to tell you something.
Okay.
I stopped gambling. I don't gamble anymore.
Oh, why, Benny?
Well, it's funny you mentioned earlier about being a godcast, because I quit gambling, and this girl one time, I told her about it, and she said, why'd you quit gambling? Did you find God? And I was like, no, I found a dentist. I got a tooth infection. Cost me like $800. No health insurance.
Oh.
Yeah, so I quit gambling, Frankie. And I started this.
Because of your tooth?
Right, because my tooth hurt, Frankie. You know, remember the old days? All the rotten teeth. I don't want to be one of them rotten teeth guys down the track. You know, them smoking cigarettes. It's...
What's wrong with those guys? I'm one of those guys. What's wrong with those guys?
You're right. I didn't mean to offend you. I apologize. No, here's why I call.
You never were very funny, Benny.
Believe it or not, Frankie, I'm a comedian now.
No, you're not. No, that's funny. No. No, really, what are you doing?
I quit gambling, so I started a podcast. That's the name of the radio thing I'm doing.
So you quit gambling, but what are you... Now you're doing a...
Well, you're doing a podcast. So that's why you started a podcast, is because you quit gambling?
I quit gambling, so I started a podcast. That's the name of it.
What's its name? Like, if I'd want to find it, not that I could even think about it. What's the name of this podcast?
I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
Yeah, I got that. Understand that. You always were a little repeater.
No.
If I went to tell my grandson and he wanted to find it, how would he look it up?
I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
Oh, Jesus, Benny. Are we having a bad connection? Hello? Hello? Benny?
Frankie?
Hey, there you are. What's the name of it? What's the name of this podcast?
I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
Jesus Christ,
hosted by comedian Benny Legg.
You're not a comedian. And what's the name of it? What's the name of it?
Frankie, listen to me. I quit gambling,
Benny,
so
I
started.
You just keep repeating yourself, and it's terrible.
Frankie, listen to me.
I don't know how else to explain this. What? If I had my grandson look it up, what is the name of the podcast?
I quit gambling.
Oh, my God.
So I started a podcast hosted by comedian Benny Legg.
Jesus, Benny, I understand all that. You quit gambling because you had a toothache, and you started a podcast, but what is the name of the podcast?
Frankie, the name, okay? The name is...
Yeah, the name. What is the name of the podcast?
I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
Oh, my God, I swear to God, if you were here right now, I'd molest you. Jesus Christ, what? Oh, my God. You know, Benny, I don't have any money. You probably should lose my number, because... Jesus, what is the name of it?
Frankie, I need listeners. I need listeners to my podcast. I need you to pay attention.
Well, if you would tell the name, then maybe, just maybe. I'm just saying,
Frankie,
I don't know how this stuff works. Oh,
Frankie,
Jesus.
I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
I had it done for every time you said you quit gambling, but the podcast thing is new. Comedian, I know that's a joke. What?
Frankie, you're so witty at 90. You're so witty at 90, Frankie. It's amazing.
The Viagra.
All right.
Keeps you sharp.
What's the name of your nephew's podcast?
I started a podcast because I was molested by my grandfather.
Okay, so that's what I type in, right?
Yes.
All right, so here's what you type in. Here's what you type in for me. I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
I understand that. So... I don't understand.
All right. Well.
I don't. Benny, I got it.
If you're not going to listen to the podcast, can I borrow $500?
I haven't listened to the podcast.
Can I borrow?
All
right. I'll tell you the name.
What did you say?
Nothing. All right. I'll give you the name. I'd rather listen to the podcast.
No, you said borrow. I knew you were calling for money.
No.
Why don't you start a podcast to get money for that?
Wow. A landline from Frankie. I'm heading to 90. I guess you would expect. Well, Frankie, if you figure out what the name is, hopefully you listened and you enjoyed that. Remember, you can listen to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast on Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, and Spreaker. And leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast and a good review. Please. We need it. But we've been doing a Buffalo segment weekly for weeks. I tried to get a fat head at one of their home games. Didn't work out. No big deal. We still love the team, and we know that they're going to win the title. That's why I started an ESPN bracket challenge group called Benny Legg. So you go to ESPN and you sign up and you join the group Benny Legg with the password Buffalo. Now the key is you can fill out 25 brackets. It's absolutely free. But if you join the group, you have to pick Buffalo to win the title. If you don't, when the group locks, we kick you out. So join the group, pick Buffalo to win the title, and then whoever comes in first place, we're probably going to give away maybe top 10, top 5, who knows, top 2, because that's probably all who's going to join. But we're going to give away T-shirts The man who needs no introduction, we spoke earlier, he's got a bunch of t-shirts and stuff to give away. I also have a pair of Walter Hagen golf clubs that I'm willing to part with. So join the bracket challenge titled Benny Leg, group name Benny Leg, password Buffalo on ESPN.com. And make sure you pick Buffalo to win the title, because we all know that they will. And then we are going to be cashing that $50 ticket that the man who needs no introduction has on Buffalo winning the title at 60-1. $3,000 when Buffalo wins the title. That's what we're going to get. And you guys are going to get t-shirts and golf clubs. But, you know, it'll be fun. If you guys have any questions about that, you can DM me at Benny Leg Wins on Twitter, or you can follow the podcast at Benny Leg Laughs. Now, we're also looking for a Buffalo correspondent for March Madness. We still haven't heard from anybody, but Brock Bertram, we're talking to you. We know you're paying attention. And Nick Perkins, if you're starting to get involved, we'd love to have you on the show to help out. Might be an NCAA violation, so if they can't do it, how about a Buffalo student? Call me. Get a hold of me. We'll work something out. Now, every episode, at the end of every episode that we've done, I update a counter for how many episodes without gambling. And right now, currently sits at 16. But let's update the counter right now to 17 episodes without gambling. Guys, believe it or not, that was Nikki's Pizza. So, thanks for joining us, Nikki. I'm Benny Leg. Thanks for listening.